This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 5th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've talked before about how rising interest rates can have all sorts of effects on your personal finances. So after the Federal Reserve's half percentage point increase yesterday, and more expected to be on the way, what steps can you take to protect your money?
This is especially a good time to pay down debt. We might see credit card APRs increasing. That means that people will see higher interest rates on their debt.
But it's not just credit cards. People with student loans or who are shopping for a car or even those aiming to buy a house will all feel the effects of rising rates. We'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Julia Carpenter, about what you can do about it after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
The Federal Reserve raised interest rates by half percentage point yesterday, and additional rate hikes could be on the way before the end of the year. The decision wasn't a surprise to Wall Street, but it could catch some consumers off guard if they aren't prepared. So how will higher rates affect your personal finances, and how can you lessen the impact? WSJ personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter joins us with some answers. Hey, Julia, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Julia, the Fed raised short-term interest rates yesterday by half a percentage point. Just put that in simple terms for us. What does that mean?
When the Fed raises rates, that means that it's increasing the rate that banks charge each other to borrow money. But we see this in our personal lives, in our household finances, in our individual finances, because it affects all other kinds of rates that touch us in so many different financial products, things like mortgages, credit cards, and more.
All right, so not only has the base cost of products gone up, we've seen that in the rate of inflation, but the cost of financing purchases is also on the rise. So let's talk about how people can lessen the impact of higher interest rates on their finances. For people carrying credit card debt, what could they do to ease the pressure?
Talking to financial advisors, this is a big one that kept coming up. You know, they said it's always a good time to pay down debt, but this is especially a good time to pay down debt. We might see credit card APRs increasing. That means that people will see higher interest rates on their debt. So prioritizing paying down that now could really benefit people in the future. For people looking to improve their credit score, this is also really important because paying down your credit card debt will improve your credit score, which then improves many different things in your financial life.
Now, how about people who are applying for credit cards?
So it's always good when you're applying for credit cards to shop around, to comparison shop, to not just get the card that your friend has or get the card with the flashiest reward program, but instead to really look at that APR. It's also important to keep in mind, you know, maybe you are looking at credit cards and thinking about which one has the best benefit for you, but applying for multiple credit cards or having multiple lines of credit open with debt on those cards is bad for your credit score. So just keep that in mind when you're doing that calculation.
Now, I want to focus in on mortgage rates. We started the year with rates well below 4%. They recently ticked up to over 5%, and now the Fed's move could push them even higher. So how can homebuyers lessen the weight of these rising rates on their finances?
This is a huge shift we've seen, and it's really frustrating house hunters. A lot of them are facing really low inventory in addition to these high rates, so it makes for a really hot housing market. There's things people are doing, though. You know, they're buying homes under construction. They're choosing to lock in today's rates now rather than risk paying even higher ones later. And also, more homebuyers are opting to pay fees to secure lower rates. They're doing that with rate lock agreements, discount points. You can talk to your lender and see what options are available for you there. A borrower can also buy points at around 1% of the value of the mortgage. When you buy points, it lowers the rate by sort of a fraction of a percentage point. People are doing all sorts of things to try and lessen the weight of these rising rates.
How would this rising rate environment affect people interested in an adjustable rate mortgage?
So applications for adjustable rate mortgages have definitely gone up. They've doubled over the past 3 months, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. People were attracted to those because when we were in a very low rate environment, they had lower rates on those mortgages and they were able to sort of feel like they could balance that. But now that rates are going up, it's a little bit scary. So more homebuyers are considering these because they carry low rates in the early years. But now lenders are offering all sorts of options to help with that. So they can't offer short-term teaser rates. That means getting someone into the ARM on the front end. But there are caps on how much rates can increase. So that's a helpful thing for people to keep in mind when they're weighing the advantages of an ARM versus the advantages of a traditional fixed rate mortgage.
How about people looking to buy a car? How would the Fed's move affect their ability to take out an auto loan?
What's difficult with auto loans is that individual dealerships and lenders can charge different amounts for specific loans. So if you're researching, you can see, you know, sort of the overall or the median charge, but on the lot, it's a different sort of circumstance. So when you take out a car loan, you need to be very cautious of that and very cautious of what could happen once you're signing the agreement. You know, we're also seeing that higher rates on auto loans could boost demand. There's a lot of strained inventory in the car market right now, so that could potentially open up more for people who are looking to buy. People should also be aware of the inventory challenges we currently have in the car market. You know, higher rates could boost demand. People want to lock in those rates now, and we're already in a strained inventory environment due to the global chip shortage.
Now let's talk about student loans. The current suspension of federal student loan repayments is set to expire at the end of August. How would the rate increase affect borrowers when they resume making their payments?
So the good thing about student loans is that for those with federal student loans, the interest rates have already been set for the 2021-2022 school year. So this increase won't affect those borrowers right away. There's also a student loan pause that's been in effect since March 2020 that halted interest accrual and gave some borrowers a break from their regular monthly payments, which helped some people get ahead of it or also just free up some room in their budget. But private student loans either charge fixed rates, which stay consistent, or variable rates, which can increase or decrease depending on the institution and depending on your individual financial circumstances. Those borrowers could be directly affected by the Fed's decision. That could lead to higher interest rates on their private student loans or for people who are looking at taking out student loans for the following year. That's exactly why it's important for people to check in with their loan servicer.
You know, Julia, people who've been putting money away in savings accounts have pretty much just seen their money sit there for the past few years and not earn much interest. Would the Fed's move change things there?
Yeah, in the past few years, we've seen savers really look at minuscule rates of return on savings account and CDs. But now interest rates offered on many CDs and saving accounts could move up. That's because they usually move according to the federal funds rate. So as of February 2022, the average annual percentage rate on a one-year CD is 0.14%. That could go up. We could see people enjoying more of a rate of return on that. Online banks like Ally are offering around 0.5% for their high-yield savings accounts. We could expect to see that go up as well. So that means good things for savers. But the important thing to keep in mind, too, is that banks right now actually have a lot in their deposits. People were saving a lot during the pandemic. So they might not move as quickly as we want them to, but they should move just a little bit.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Julia Carpenter. Julia, thanks so much for taking the time to chat.
And thank you for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.